down to the bar. And I hear this cutting, this, they just say, puffed out, you know. You know what I'm saying? So full, it puff up. And that's what I done. Boy, I pumped. And when I got to, with them filling up the two sack, I could take them and phone call my show and go into the wing, Papa. Yeah, put that across my shoulder and then I pulled it. And when I got there, I said, hey, way up, I cut a step and said, my back ain't got no more. And I come back and shake another nasty hook before I could get that stuff. Yeah, they told me. And they started running at me, too. You see, man, Jeff told and the child, man, they don't need y'all coming out yet. You all won't eat you supper tonight. At that one, said that one, my dad shakes a nasty hook. Boy, I shook that nasty hook. And every time I weighed up and I had over the mountain cotton I was supposed to pick, I couldn't stay. Boy, I couldn't stay. And stop us down there at the stone every day to get us down to see the stone. And he asked me the other day, he said, Clarabelle, I said, he said, can you pick cotton like this? He said, I was out there in the field and I tried to pick cotton at you and you lost me, so you know I was getting past you. And he said, I'm telling you the truth. He said, I picked cotton all through the trail and I couldn't make it.
And he couldn't keep up with it.
Couldn't get the grade of the cotton. You see, he had to have a pound of the cotton. He didn't have it. Oh, I could step off with that nation. I told him, when I got to the end, I said, come on, Sean. Come up back, ain't got no money. I didn't have none
either. Did you?
I had a boy that picked 250 pound cotton. And less than a half a day, and walk by there. He went out when he got that 255 car. He wasn't gonna pick no more that day. He gonna mess up.
He picked 600.
Huh?
He picked 600.
Yeah, he didn't pick no more. Let me tell you something. My boy could pick 250 pound car. Just a half a day, I told him. And then that's what that 600 come. That's when the men are running at me. And boy, they stepped on and got that 600 pound cotton. Clear pound cotton. I didn't let them know that my back didn't have my bones. And I could shake a face to her. I didn't care. And so the child asked me, the guy, are you ready to pick cotton like that? I said, well, I'm older, and my bones done got stiff. I can't make it now. I got bleeding through it. So I couldn't do it now. When you get a certain age, you can't do what you used to do.
That's right. Did you have to chop that cotton too?
No, it's just harder to, you know, go out of town to pick cotton.
What does that mean, you chop cotton? Is that thin it out? Is that what that means?
Huh?
When you chop cotton, you thin it out?
Yeah. You see your bunch. Alright, then you bunch and then you go back to it.
Uh-huh. What kind of fences did people have around their land back then?
They didn't have none. Made crop and it would take new manure and put in the watermelon pack. Make watermelon. They didn't put no fertilizer.